Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
404 DG SNK MOX. Very pretty out there right now. Just kind of paraphrase Dave Murray. Tomorrow evening, going to start raining. By about 9 p.m., it's going to start mixing. By midnight, it's going to be snow, and it's going to snow pretty hard. Down south, maybe as much as 9 inches. Here, around 4 or 5. Heavy, wet snow, which is going to stop around midday on Wednesday. And I'm assured everything's fine for DGS Live on Thursday. That's the most important thing, so don't worry about that. One of my sponsors is here. Skip Weber is sponsoring the music that evening. Thank you very much. Really appreciate that.
Wait, I thought I was providing the music.
There's been a mix-up.
You get to bring the cowbell.
He's going to ham bone.
He's doing Don't Fear the Reaper.
Can he be your hype man? That would be the best.
That's Columbia. Awesome.
He's going to perform the Eminem rap.
The Columbia Weber Chevrolet Jug Band was going to be up there on stage.
I love it. Okay, we're going to do Sweet 16, but I wanted to revisit a topic from about an hour ago with you. We were kind of bitching in general. Wheels was just about why does everything take so long and supply chain and shouldn't we be past this now with COVID? And listener Jim called in and said it's because no one wants to work and a bunch of sissies and, you know, you can't manage them the way you used to or they'll quit and they're so sensitive. And Wheeler said that was a pile of crap and that it's the CEOs, it's not the American worker, it's that they're, you know, our dads had jobs with pensions. And Andrew said, like, yeah, then they figured out that we could do it without it. And they're just working off the back of the working man. You're a successful businessman, generational business. I know you don't have all the answers, but how do you see this?
The caller was largely correct. I'm not going to say that there's not upper management and CEOs out there that don't treat their people like crap, and maybe that's one of the reasons, but it is hard to resupply the workforce, and the transportation industry is unreal. They can't get anybody to go here. Amazon pays more than an over-the-road truck driver, but delivers locally. So how are you going to get the over-the-road stuff if the guy can stay at home and go home every night? So there's myriad of reasons why there's not that these companies aren't working. And then the companies at the source. Right now, many states are still paying people COVID money to stay home. And if you have even an ounce of laziness in you, you can say, well, it's just a little bit less, but if I'm not spending gas and eating out for lunch, I can break even staying home. And it's the truth. I talk to people all over the country about what's going on, and you just can't get anything. And go to the grocery store, and there'll be a shelf of products, and half of them will be fine, and the other half will be empty, because it just kind of rotates around what companies are having problems with their raw materials and all that, you know. And that's not even to get into the chip industry, which is getting better, but still is very tamped down, you know, with our trade
was
programs
this a
and all
thing
stuff.
Before COVID, or has COVID revealed it?
I think COVID, part of it created it. I mean, a little bit of it created it. And there's also the thing about there's companies that can't afford what everybody wants to say the minimum wage are. Not because they had a bunch of minimum wage people, but if you start taking your $15 an hour people, and they find out that minimum the part-time people that have to be paid $15 now they want $20, and it just drives all those costs up. And so next thing you know, you have automation, you have less people doing the same amount of work. You know, there's a lot of that stuff going on, and it's all a really upside down economy. And COVID was a huge part of it. There is some of it was there, but I don't think anywhere near as bad. The Amazon thing was there and growing, but let's face it, COVID blew that up because that's what everybody did now. We can still get all of our stuff. We don't even have to go to Costco. We're going to get Amazon to ship it. So Amazon kept going and rolling, and they got bigger. So that got worse because of
I know
COVID.
This is a big generalized question, and I know that you guys have owned a business since like 1900. So your dad didn't work the way my dad did.
Right.
But do you think that the view of ownership has changed drastically from, say, the 50s and the 60s and the 70s until now? As in, I feel like, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like there is a certain loyalty and you're my people and I want to take care of you. And hey, Cliff, here's your gold watch. Thanks for 40 years. Has that gone away because of the greed of ownership?
No, not at the level. I think that I don't want to say anything bad about this company. I don't know anything, but let's say IBM, national company. I don't think the top guys of IBM care any less than they did before. And I'm not going to say that bunch of them cared a lot back then. I think a 300-person company like mine or a 200-person company or a 40-person company, I think that there's a lot of loyalty down. Not always. I mean, you get a lot of franchises happening now where the owner's not involved, and that can happen, but I don't see huge differences because you had good and bad back then.
Yeah.
And you have good and bad now. And I'm thinking right now with – if you look at it right – let's talk about unions. I got no problem with unions. 100 of people, a third of my employees are union. Love them. Okay. We get along in the negotiations. Everything's great. But I'll tell you, if you're working hard, you don't need your union to protect you from me. I want to keep you. Okay. That wasn't the case in the 20s and 30s. The upper management was worse then. The unions needed to happen, needed to be formed. I don't think with the information age and the way information turns over and you could go find another job if you're skilled and do it, you could find another job tomorrow. I don't think that there's anywhere near as much protection as there used to be. Now, I'm not talking about the union pipe fitters and carpenters that do the jobs. I'm talking about you work for the company, and if you're valuable, they want to keep you, and they will appreciate you. And I think that's much more right now because of the information age that we're in than it used to be. It used to be you felt like as an employee you couldn't go anywhere. Where can I go if I quit? Now you could go on to monster.com and find 20 places you could go if you quit. And so your boss has got to keep you much more happy.
It's interesting because I thought that one of our greatest things and one of the greatest things about capitalism was competition. And what I'm hearing from companies, not you, Skip, because yours is not the type I'm talking about. I'm talking about an airline that takes $5 billion in taxpayer money and then doesn't fix their company. They just pay their CEO his $26 million yearly bonus. But the idea that employers have to compete for employees, to me, is a great thing.
Yeah.
That should be good for the country. That shouldn't be, well, now your stuff takes 8 weeks when 2 years ago it was 4 weeks. I mean, if it means that the bigger companies, the national shipping companies, whatever, if you got to pay more to compete with Amazon, well, then that's what you got to do.
Well, they try. They try. But then all of a sudden, we're going to raise our prices to you to charge you to take it. And the company that's shipping says, no, that's our contract or whatever. I mean, honestly, competition is part of the puzzle that's keeping the employment out of there. The good people are being competed for so much, and they're going wherever it might be the best. And you're right. It is a good thing. It is a great thing about capitalism. And I'm not going to say that I don't know the stats that you talk about the airlines. I think that there's a lot more spent on the infrastructure of the airlines and all that than what you're saying. But if there's not, there's not. But there is definitely a workforce problem. You know, the deceiving stat is unemployment, because unemployment takes these companies and how full are these companies or how many people are asking for unemployment. That seems to be good. But the workforce participation level is at an all-time low in my lifetime. The fewest percentage of the population is working right now that ever has in my lifetime. And that's where the problem is. You could solve, go ask any restaurant, if they would hire somebody right now, they all will say yes, 100%.
Right, well, they'll say yes because they're not paying any of those people an hourly salary and they got no benefits.
No, but forget,
you're only working on tips.
Well, forget about restaurants and any other that doesn't just work on tips. And let me tell you something. Most restaurant employees I know make plenty of money. Plenty of money. They really do. I'm not going to – there's plenty out there. Somebody's listening and say, I don't – you're an idiot. No, you go to a middle-sized restaurant, those guys are making good tips and they're doing a lot of hours. Now, they're having to do two and three shifts because they don't have enough people to cover
them
all.
And they're beholden to our generosity, not because their work is good, but whether or not the people that come in there are generous enough to tip well enough for them to make a living.
Maybe so, but nevertheless. I mean, I think there's a workforce problem and it's very, very large. And like I said, take out the tip workers. Go to any other company.
Yeah.
They all will hire. I could use 30 more people right now in various jobs around my organization. I'm that understaffed.
Andrew would like to be your head of sales. Pretty please, I'll do ever so good.
Fortunately, I don't need a head of sales. But if Andrew wants to try selling and you can afford losing him,
he'd be like, so
I'd take Andrew
as
a salesman.
Buick LaCrosse and
I'll sell ever so many bicycles.
Personally, I have a trash car and Andrew's I like it
a lot. Andrew's tech savvy and likable. I'd take him in a heartbeat as a salesperson.
Aww. Okay, that was a really good segment. We got to do the Sweet 16 though, because at 4:40 I start paying Skip double.
Here we go.
And
competition
multiply zero by two.
The things we have learned along our way in life. 58. 58, 31, 51, whatever wisdom you've amassed, the top Sweet 16 of that, Skip.
I'm going to go with something that is definitely different in my life than when I was in my mid-20s, and that is every day is a school day. There is something I can learn every day, and I need to try to do that.
That's pretty good.
Instead of ignoring, not just even in the field I'm in. If there's something that's going on and I could learn something about birds, learn it. It's a great thing to do. Every day is a school day, and you should embrace it.
Took my first pick.
Yeah. Friday night, I had the FBI Citizens Academy yearly meeting, which I took Phoebe to. Oh, my God, I'm so proud of her. I'm just going to brag for a second. She's 17, which isn't six, but we're at a table full of muckety-mucks, CEOs, and, you know, she just, like, sat there, held her own, looked him in the eye. I'm just so proud of her. Anyway, we were talking about that. Hell, I lost my train of thought.
FBI.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I was saying to the people, we're talking about college, because they're like, yeah, she's going to KU. Yeah. I wasted my education. I was on a need-to-know basis. I have a test. I'm going to learn it. I'm going to regurgitate. I'm going to forget it, because screw this. Man, oh, man, would I love to go back to school now.
That's what I'm saying. The learning is so much more important now that you realize what we don't know.
Andrew.
Accountability. Be accountable for everything, the stuff you do well, and then take responsibility for the things you do wrong. If you make a mistake.
Hold on, let me try this again. Andrew, your turn.
But when you mess something up or make a mistake, you know, own it. Own up to it. Be like, I didn't, you know, don't try and make an excuse. Yep. Don't try to hide it. Don't try to cover it up. I was really bad about that when I was a kid. I would, like, hide bad report cards and stuff because I never had a good one.
Joe Manchin just said this on Meet the Press about Biden. I think Joe Manchin's going to run for president. He just is. But about the Biden documents, he said the same thing. He's like, we're human. We all make mistakes. You obviously made a mistake. Don't say you have no regrets. Own it and move on.
Yep.
Wheels.
All right, so a lot of them, Skip, you stole my first-round draft pick, but it's a great pick. To me, the biggest thing I've changed in over time, and I was pretty good about this when I was young, is that in most scenarios, other people's opinions don't matter. They can.
Stole my number two draft pick.
Your boss's opinion certainly matters, right? The opinions of your friends and family can matter, but only to a degree. For the most part, what other people think of you doesn't matter.
Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who matter, those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind.
That's in the Bible.
Look at that.
That's it. Dr. Seuss.
I'm going to go with, it's okay to admit that you don't know something.
That's a good one. Absolutely.
I remember how freeing that was. I probably did it for the first time on the air. and someone said, like, Dave, I'm calling about the missile system, HB5. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, oh, my God, that felt so good. Yeah. So good.
I know this will shock you guys, but young Wheeler, just in radio in his 20s, never said that.
Never said that.
I had an answer for everything. And then I realized, what am I doing?
Yeah, well, part of it in the 20s, I remember my first job before in the car business, I felt like I couldn't say I didn't know.
Yeah.
You can't.
Oh, that's
my gosh.
True. In some degrees, you can't.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what I was doing, I said, oh, my gosh, if I say I don't know, what?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I can do it. I can do it. I know. And then scramble for overnight trying to learn everything I'm supposed to say for tomorrow.
Yep.
Mine is similar, but whether you are 13 or 73, everyone in your class, everyone at your job site, everyone you meet is just as scared, S-less, and insecure as you are, mm-hmm. even if they don't seem like it. Quick break, right back. DGS. 424 DGS, Sweet 16 of little nuggets of wisdom we picked up over the years. Back to Skip, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, follow me on this.
All right.
Picture a river. No, follow me on this. Okay.
Mark Close reference.
Yeah. Every fun thing that you do when you're young or growing up, at some point, you do it for the last time without realizing it.
Yikes.
That's a good one. I'm trying
so
to think of a
so
thing
enjoy
now.
Those things.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff that you do. I mean, you can do some things at any age, but there's a bunch of stuff you do that you will grow out of, and you don't ever realize that this was the last time I did that.
Mm-hmm. Good
and
one.
So every fun thing.
Andrew.
So mine is going to be don't burn bridges. Don't do anything bridge burny. Like, don't do.
Thanks for the clarification.
Give the definition by using the words that are.
Don't roast those structures.
Yeah. If you're going to burn something.
What do you mean by burning bridges? Well, no, you never know.
You never know when, like, someone's going to, you know, you're going to find a new job where somebody is, or someone's going to start dating somebody who knows somebody or whatever. And it's just be nice.
Yep.
Wheels.
Sorry, don't do anything, Bridge Bernie. God. You know, I'm going to go with, fun matters. Fun matters. I mean, you can chase money, you can chase advancement, you can just, if you're not having fun, what's the point? Like, the whole reason I studied what I did in college, the whole reason I was into sports and I'm into radio is because all my life I've wanted to have fun every day at work. And you know what? There are other things that pay better. There are other things you can make more. I wouldn't trade them. I think fun matters.
I'm going to go with sometimes, even if you're a penny pincher, it's good to spend the money and get quality rather than trying to cheap out.
I know what she's talking about. She recently bought ketchup with a K instead of a C.
No, I just, when I was younger, I was always like, I don't want to spend my money on that. So I would get like the cheapest possible thing. And the older you get, you're like, sometimes it's better to just spend a little more or like for a better experience.
We pay
rather
for that
than trying
all
to cheap
the time
out all the time.
With appliances and stuff like that. We're going to go get some cheaper import thing. And next thing you know, you buy three refrigerators in the time you would have been able to have one, and you've spent way more, but you just spent less on the upfront.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go with make your plans, but just know your life is not going to be what you think it's going to be. That's been a big one with me. And I wasn't a big planner, like, when I'm 40, I'll have this, when I'm 50. But just in general, I thought I kind of knew how life would feel, and I was wrong. So just be careful when you plan. Let's get one more round. Skip.
Okay. So I've found that the more grateful and thankful you are for things, the more things you have to be thankful for.
Yes.
The more you give credit, the more you are thankful, the more you appreciate things. Next thing you know, you got more stuff to be appreciated.
I'd agree with that.
Boy, if you could somehow link that with don't be so bridge burning.
Yeah. Well, Andrew can try now.
Be more thankfully instead of bridge burning.
One more, Andrew.
I will say it's not that big a deal. So many of the things, and I'm still guilty of doing this. I haven't fully learned, but so many of the things that you panic and freak out about, it's just not that big a deal. No one's going to be as upset as you think they're going to be, or it's not going to come down as hard, or it's not going to cost as much as you're worried it's going to. Like, just not going to be as big a deal as you think.
Don't sweat the small.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Most of us.
438 DGS, Sweet 16 of things we've learned over our years. We need four more. Anyone know where we left off?
I think Wheeler's turn.
Yeah, okay. Andrew was last.
Oh, is it me?
Yeah.
All right. Context matters. There's not a whole lot that's black and white. So if you hear a certain thing or people, I mean, like, you have to understand the story of something to really understand what the thing is.
Listen to the whole speech.
Yeah. I mean, we like to do the this is bad, this is good.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's easy and sometimes it's not.
Being liked isn't everything. I know it's similar to the opinions thing, but I think it is a little bit different.
Yeah.
Because if you place too much importance on that, there's always going to be somebody who doesn't like you for reasons you don't even understand. So.
When I was leaving my big law firm to start my own law firm, my mentor took me for drinks and gave me some advice. And I'll never forget one thing he said was, be careful the clients you bring in because you will spend 90% of your time on 10% of your clients because they're just a pain in the ass. And I think that applies to friends. I think it applies to spouses. I think it applies to anything.
It applies to our business, too. Big time.
So
big
the 90-10 rule, I would call that.
Yep.
Skippy, get the last one.
Do not be afraid to fail.
Good one.
The only failure is to not try.
And they sound so cliche.
Yeah.
I'm sure they figured this out 10,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, and 5,000 years from now. But we just keep... Whenever you start fresh, you don't know them.
Yeah.
You have to learn them.
And the people who become the success at the youngest age are the ones that know that at 18. I mean, very few people are successful at the first thing that they do. So they get out there and try and fail and try and fail. And all of a sudden they succeed. And they're Jeff Bezos as opposed to waiting until 50 before you stop trying to worry about failing.
Okay, here we go. Learn every day versus... make your plans, but plans don't necessarily happen.
Learn every day.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that was mine, but I like it. Don't stress over opinions. I'm not sure what that one was, other than those three words. Versus nothing is as big a deal as you think it is.
I had to make some stuff fit. It means, like, don't worry about it. Other people's opinions don't matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go
with don't sweat the small stuff. Was that one of the choices?
Yeah, that's best.
Okay. I'm going to go with the opinions.
Yeah, that's mine, so I'm going to go with that
people
one.
Don't make,
Andrew?
Other people
small stuff.
Is that a tie to me?
Yeah. Tie to you.
Dave.
I'll go small stuff. everyone is just as scared and insecure as you are versus context matters.
Ooh. I like the... I'm going to go against my own. I like the... Everyone's scared and...
I like that too,
because the other one, the context matters... I think I learned at a lot younger age than the scared thing. You don't realize that everybody was scared.
Rach's, don't be afraid to spend money for something that's worth it versus Rach's, don't always be trying to be liked.
Mm.
I like the money that's worth it thing.
I like the liked.
I do too.
I tend to be a people pleaser.
Yeah.
I like the money thing.
Okay, Andrew.
He wasn't listening.
Money. No, I am listening. Money, because I have gotten some. The first time you cheap out on toilet paper as an adult grocery shopping
or the bologna turkey.
Yeah.
No, bologna turkey's fine. Yeah.
The first time you find out that the South doesn't have Quick Trip drinks.
fun matters. Have fun in your life versus the 90-10 rule I just explained.
I'm going to go fun matters.
I think fun matters is a great thing, but I think, once again, the stuff that I learned, it took me the wisdom of the years to learn is the 90-10 rule.
I'm going that one, too.
I'll do 90-10.
Okay. Enjoy the, it appears to say, Listerine.
Enjoy Listerine.
Oh, enjoy the last time you do something as a kid.
Listerine.
Enjoy the Listerine.
I don't have good handwriting, folks.
Yeah. Versus don't be afraid to fail.
Don't be afraid to fail.
Fail.
Me too.
Yeah.
Admit that you don't know something versus don't be so bridge burning.
I like the admit that you can. It's okay to say I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Once again, that's the one that I learned with age.
Yeah. Accountability. Be accountable for the things that you do wrong and right versus be grateful for everything and you'll get more of it.
Well, that's a little bit not exactly.
I think he means like you'll notice more things to be grateful for. Yeah. I'm going to go with the grateful thing.
Grateful, thankful deal.
Accountability.
Accountability.
Ooh, Tater Dave.
I'm going to go grateful because it would be going up against don't be afraid you don't know something. It's too similar. Mm. Elite Eight of things we've learned over life. Learn something every day versus don't sweat the small stuff. I like learn.
Yeah, me too.
I do too. Learn it.
Everyone is just as scared and insecure as you are, regardless of what age you are, versus don't be afraid to spend money on things that are worth it.
Money.
Scared.
Well, those are both things that you do learn as you grow older.
Mm-hmm.
And you make that mistake a million times on both of them.
I'll go scared.
I'll go money because the scared thing makes me nervous.
Is that a
it scares me. Yeah.
Scares scared, me to think scared that thing is scary.
Yeah, scares me to think that everyone else is also scared.
Scared thing is scary. The money thing's expensive. I don't know. I'll go with everybody's just as scared as you.
Okay. The 90-10 rule. If you're not careful, you'll spend 90% of your time on 10% of your friends or clients versus don't be afraid to fail.
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 Yeah. Me too. Yeah, that's it.
No votes necessary.
Admit to your mistakes. No, I'm sorry. Admit when you don't know something versus the grateful thing.
Ooh.
Ooh. I'm really learning lately that the more I am thankful for things, the more things you notice to be grateful for.
I'm going to go with that too, because that is something that you don't even think of at all when you're young. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is way off your radar. They're both good things that you do learn, but being thankful and multiplies for you is just something you definitely
that
learn
was
with
the
age.
Primary tenet of the cult I was in as a kid, so I'm going to go with admit when you don't know something.
I'm going to go with that one too.
It's all you.
Oh boy. I have yet to admit I don't know something, so I'll go grateful.
In your case, you don't
have to. He's not old enough yet.
Yeah, we can all tell.
What was the crazy one? Was it endometriosis? Is that what it was?
That he was like an expert on?
Was that what it was, or was it something
else? It's one of the things I'm familiar with.
Because he had it as a kid.
I have a broad range of knowledge.
Skip, what's going on, Weber?
What a great month. I mean, it's really been cool to see. We talked about at the top of the segment I was in about the supply chain and everything. And just as things are getting better and better, it's still tough. I mean, we have hiccups here and there, but we are getting more vehicles in now than we have been, by just a little bit each month. And having these 20 car days and 30 car weekends that we haven't had since 2020 or 2019 is just really cool to happen. And it's just, you go back to our website and see where the pricing is. If it's adjusted down, prices have gone down a little bit. Trade-ins are still very, very high. So it's a really good time to be looking at vehicles, even if you think, the prices will be lower, 2 months from now. Where the prices are right now, with how much the trade-ins are, it's a great time to buy if you have trade-ins. And I think we're always going to be in a situation where maybe the inventory is not quite as bloated on everybody's lots as it used to be, and there will always be that opportunity to throw your name on one of our vehicles coming in. That hasn't gone away, even with the more stuff coming in. So it's a different world. And I think we've adjusted as well as anybody. I think you'll find that. And I think our volume shows it. And our reviews definitely show that we're taking care of people.
Very good. Final four of little bits of wisdom that we've learned along the way. Learn a little something every day versus everyone is just as scared and insecure as you are.
Learn something.
Mike, learn to turn your mic on. Learn something.
I'll go, everyone is just as scared.
I'll go learn something.
Andrew, learn something wins.
Learn
something wins.
I've learned you guys suck.
That counts.
But that proves it.
Don't be afraid to fail versus the grateful thing, which I say wrong every time.
It's funny because you said it like a little rascal.
If you're grateful, you get more.
What I say?
You said it like a little rascal. Yeah. Everybody's just afraid.
Everybody's just scared of stuff.
I'm going to go, don't be afraid to fail.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm
going to
bend away from the grateful thing to the don't be afraid to fail.
There's your final of wisdom that we can offer you. Learn a little something every day versus don't be afraid to fail.
I'm going to say fail.
I'm going to say every day is a school day. I'm going to stick with that.
Fail.
Wow.
I got a tie to you.
Okay, it's a tie to me. Then we're going with learn.
There you go.
There you go.
Learn something
every
day. Every
day is a school day.
Thank you, Skip. Appreciate it.
All right.
So the internet is always divided over something. Today it's, is it okay to wear the same pajama bottoms several nights in a row?
I saw this. This was a TikTok. This woman asked, like, am I gross because I wear the same pajamas? And I'm thinking, my pajamas are lucky if they get washed once a week.
There you go. Once a week?
Well.
Yeah, once a week.
Oh, no.
That's a lot.
I'm thinking seasonally, maybe.
Yeah. Try once ever.
Oh, I thought you guys were criticizing me like, wow, that's way too long.
Oh, no. The other end of the spectrum. Yeah.
No, those are coming home from the store, and they're never hitting a washing machine.
I hear they disintegrate.
I don't have pajamas, but...
TMI.
I basically wear the same sweatpants every day.
What, are you going Winnie the Pooh at home?
What?
You're just going all Winnie the Pooh at home?
No. I mean, I just do the boxers in bed, like when I'm sleeping. But like when I'm around the house, I'm always wearing sweatpants.
Boxers, no shirt?
No, I wear a shirt.
No!
I always wear shirts.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How many shirts you wear at a time?
Oh, just one at a time, but, you know.
I'm so confused by this line of questioning.
And the earnestness with which Wheeler is responding.
Yeah, I mean, only one shirt.
One single shirt, of
Look,
course.
I'm going to come clean. I'm a little drunk, so.
The early sunshine, you're like, ugh.
No, people were telling this woman, like, it is nasty to wear them more than one day in a row because you're shedding dead skin cells. And well, I'm like, oh, who cares?
They're your skin cells. And you're going to take a shower
you're
when you're
wash
done.
Wash your sheets every night, too?
Here's the thing, though.
Ugh.
They're probably right.
Nah,
but I don't care enough to actually do it.
But they don't do it either. They don't do it either. The internet will take any opportunity to try and, like, high road somebody. And to try and, like, look or feel superior to somebody else. It's like, you are not washing your pajamas every single day.
It's the dumbest thing.
Pajamas.
Like, if you're fixated on that, that's you're wasting your time. Because you're taking a shower in the morning anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever is left on you from your PJs is gone. What's the problem? It's not like your dead skin cells are going to make you sick.
Preach.
Right?
Preach.
Man, you're turning me on between...
Oh.
What you wear to bed, the dead skin cell thing.
What's left on you?
Yeah.
Growl.
Same sweatpants for a month, man.
Let's see. The top 10 video games of all time.
Let's hear them.
Space Invaders.
Boo.
Wrong.
The Sims.
Wrong.
Boo.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Boo.
Yes.
Tetris.
Boo. Yes. Boo.
Call of Duty.
Yes.
Wrong.
I could do this for an hour.
Call of Duty, let's go!
Pac-Man.
Wrong.
Yeah, sure.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yes.
Super Mario World.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mario Kart.
Yes.
Number one video game of all time.
Zelda.
Wheels?
No idea. I don't know what it's going to say.
I've never heard of it. It's called Boogers McPhee.
Oh, I love Boogers McPhee.
FIFA.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's definitely the most popular.
I've never played it because don't play the soccer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.